Let's check in once again for the latest in La Onda. From TejanoNation.net, here's Romeo.
Hola, Romeo, and here's what's happening at TejanoNation.net. Part 2 of Selena the Series arrived on Netflix this week, and there's one scene in Episode 6 that has fans buzzing. A young Beyoncé is shown running into Selena while shopping at a Houston mall with her mom and younger sister Solange. In an interview with MTV Tres, Beyoncé spoke about meeting the late Tejano icon.
But I didn't say much to Selena because I wasn't a celebrity, and I just saw her and said hello and kept it moving.
Beyoncé praised Selena, calling her a legend.
I think she is a legend, and I admire her, and she was so talented. So I'm very happy that even though she didn't know who I was, and I still am so excited that I got that opportunity.
Who's that?
Selena.
Ricardo Chavira, who portrays Abraham Quintanilla, told KSAT TV why he believes Selena's legacy continues to live on 26 years after her death.
There's a universality to her music. Tejano music is very much the music of the working people. The cool thing about this series is that it's opening up the story, the music, and the legend that is Selena, not just to our Latin American communities and our South Texas community, but to all of the United States. You know, there are Anglo households in Wisconsin that have been watching Selena, so that have never heard this kind of music before, that knew nothing about it. So that's a really beautiful part of this series coming around in this time period.
The second and final part of Selena the Series is streaming now on Netflix. In San Antonio, I'm Romeo with TejanoNation.net, your number one source for Tejano news.
Número 10. Kicking off the second hour, Jaime de Anda climbs the charts with his brand new single, Vuelve Por Favor. La número 10 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Te necesito tanto, por favor. Estoy esperando que tú vuelves a mí. Quiero tus besos sentir, eres como un sueño que me hace feliz. Mi amor, siempre recuerda que aquí estoy. Yo te prometo que te voy a querer y sentirás otra vez esa tormenta de pasión y placer. Tu recuerdo está en todas partes.
Tejano Gold Countdown, Vuelve Por Favor, Jaime de Anda, number 10 on the national charts. Our special guests this week are the ladies of Tejano, Shelly Lares, Sonia de la Paz, Demi Garcia, and Monica Saldivar. Now for the big question, I gotta ask you, what are your personalities like? Are you guys all basically the same?
I think Sonia and I are probably the most outspoken.
I have like no filter.
Yeah, we need to talk to Sonia about her filter a little bit.
My husband is my filter. Like when I'm like, ooh, and he's like, wait. What are you posting? Don't post that.
That's so funny. It's funny because this DJ, and I think I tagged y'all in it.
Yes.
That wasn't that funny. He had said that he was talking about the song, and he was saying, he goes, you know, it's just like Monica and Demi are little sweethearts. And then in comes Shelly and Sonia, and they're
doing it. Wrong.
Like, but, well, you know.
Shelly, so many people are talking about your announcement that you will retire and go into nursing after your LMD tour next year. Now, you've had some time to let the dust settle, right? So I got to ask you, why now? And how do you not take some naysayers' comments personally?
In all honesty, because of these three women, I'm okay with retiring. I love my industry so much. It's been my life for 40 years. Of course, I'm going to take it personal. Of course, Tejano Music is a family member to me. I've given my blood, sweat, tears, heart, and soul to this industry. And not that just these three women are the only talented future of Tejano Music to me. There's more. But they were the ones that I needed and believed in for this song. But because I know that for the women, I'm speaking for the women of Tejano Music, I know it's in good hands. So I'm not sweating it.
We'll be talking more with the ladies of Tejano a little later. But right now, regresamos al conteo. This next song makes it all the way to number 9 this week. It's La Reina del Mundo by Magnifico 7. Number 9 on Tejano Gold Countdown. Tejano Gold Countdown, song number 9. That was La Reina del Mundo by Magnifico 7. Coming up on Tejano Gold Countdown, more with the ladies of Tejano and the answer to this week's trivia quiz. Of course, we're counting down the very best in Tejano music, and we'll be back with more Tejano Gold Countdown. But first, some Mother's Day greetings.
Hello, everybody. Les habla Lucy Rodriguez. On this Mother's Day, I remember my mother, who was extremely strong. She was the one who got me out of my shell and got me to perform when I was itty bitty 3 years old in front of the cameras, doing commercials for McDonald's, for DQ, for Hygieia. It was fun, but it was hectic to do take after take after take, and she was there for me, and along with my dad also, but she was the one who would encourage me and get me out of my shell and got me through stage fright. She juggled a business, which they owned for over 50 years, and also being a mom. And that to me was very special to see. So I miss you, Mom, very much. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you. Happy Mother's Day to all of you, especially to my sister and those in my family who are mothers, my niece. And I can go on and on. Happy Mother's Day.
Cuando te has escapado de las pantallas y todo está bañado en esa luz dorada, y uno de tus amigos te pasa una cerveza orgánica bien fría que sabe tan bien como la misma naturaleza. Eso es Pure Gold. Michelob Ultra Pure Gold, la primera cerveza orgánica certificada por la USDA. Orgánica por naturaleza. Disfruta responsablemente 2020 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Pure Gold, San Luis, Missouri.